Mary had a little man.
The fourth, we believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
It's Friday, you bastards.
All this week, Super Spreader USA is the one, the only, the original monster COVID facts. Yet they're early to get exposed. First come, first served. Experience in person the virus that's killed nearly 620,000 Americans. First 750 in get a free Make the ICUs Full Again hat. 10 lucky winners will get to meet and kiss the super spreader himself.
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women.
On the lips. Masks are for losers. You'll be up close and personal with thousands of other mega maniacs sharing the excitement of a real Trump rally and COVID-19. Featuring hit songs like What Do You Have to Lose? It's No Big Deal, You've Lived Long Enough. And crowd favorite, I Give It to Most of My Staff and All of My Family. This weekend, one day only. Don't miss it. Paid for by COVID-19 and the Funeral Homes of America. Actually, paid for by the Lincoln Project, which is solely responsible for the content of this ad.
You'll be required to sign a legal release. So if you or one of your loved ones dies from COVID, Donald J. Trump is as usual in no way responsible for your death or for the tens of thousands of deaths his mismanagement has caused.
That is real. That is, well, it's the Lincoln Project's riff on something real. There is a very big super spreader rally in Alabama. This Saturday, tomorrow night. Yeah, in northern Alabama. So if you're not doing anything else and you're ready to die, please do attend in Coleman, Alabama. It'll be a killer rally. Oh, my God. So do you know what's going on in Alabama? Do you know? I mean, I think you know what's going on in Florida. I think you understand what's going on in Texas. I think we get that people there are politically predisposed to wanting to die. And they won't mask, and their governors. I don't even understand these governors anymore. I mean, why doesn't Ron death sentence or Greg Abbott, who just tested positive for breakthrough COVID and is now availing himself to the Regeneron antibody cure? I mean, why don't they just go ahead and put anthrax in our drinking water and call it a day? Why don't they just do that? I don't understand. But I will tell you this. Florida, Alabama, people are going to want... It's going to look like Afghanistan. People are going to, you know, run to the airports to get the hell out. To get the hell out. And yes, in Florida, to get the hell out, you have to fly. You have to fly. You can't drive because then you'll just end up in Alabama or Georgia. You can't drive out of Florida and not be in one of the COVID-afflicted states or at a Trump rally. So look for mass exodus, here, everybody. Look for that. I don't think people will hold on to the outside of an airplane or anything like that because the people who support Donald Trump, they're already inside the airplane beating up stewardesses or parked out front of the Library of Congress declaring themselves suicide bombers. Can you see the similarities? Can you? So I don't understand, what's going on and why people are so ready to die. I don't think I'll ever understand it. No matter how much reading I do about mass psychosis or about how 30% of America are so partisan that they have to believe that people who vaccinate themselves against a pathogen, which we've done all of our lives, are somehow losers. I don't understand it. I don't want to try to understand it anymore. I just feel so badly for healthcare workers, for hospital staff, for people who know people who are like this, who are going to have to watch their friends die these horrible, horrific, ugly deaths and, infect children. I'm going to play you some of these lunatic, fringy people, okay? Here's Matt Gaetz at a rally.
Speaking of government bureaucrats, I have heard enough of that sniveling little twit, Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Oh, that was a gay sound. I have to say, No, Matt Gaetz. Somebody needs to actually lock him up. You know, Joel Greenberg, his best friend, is cooperating. I think he turned over, like, you know, hundreds of child porn, Venmo transactions. I don't know. We'll see. But this guy is out in Iowa, trashing Dr. Fauci. Now, I'm not clear where Matt Gaetz got his medical degree in virology. Oh, that's right. He doesn't have one. But wow, this is just amazing. Now, Dan Patrick, you remember Dan Patrick, the lieutenant governor of Tejas, right? You remember him, don't you? He's the one who, at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, when Donald Trump was saying it'll just go away, nobody has died, only 15 people, I don't want to bring the cruise ship into port because, you know, we have nice low numbers, and if we bring them into port, the numbers will go up. I don't believe in testing because testing makes you understand the numbers. Remember all that? And so Dan Patrick went on the TV and said, you know, everybody, there are more important things than living. No, he did. And he insisted that if he had to die to preserve the stock market's numbers, he would do so.
See a lot of people out of work and you're going to see the economy crush. Do you think you've been vindicated?
I'm sorry that I'm vindicated. I wish it hadn't happened, Tucker, but I'm a small business guy and I've been around the block long enough to see what was going to happen. When you start shutting down society and people start losing their paychecks and businesses can't open and governments aren't getting revenues and go on and on and on and on. So I'm sorry to say that I was right on this. And I'm thankful that we are now, Tucker, finally beginning to open up Texas and other states because it's been long overdue. You know, they told us, Tucker, to follow the science. Well, what science? I mean, at the end of January, Dr. Fauci, who I have great respect for, said this wasn't a big issue. 3 weeks later, we were going to lose 2 million people. Another few weeks later, it was 1 to 200,000. Now it's under 60,000. And we've had the wrong numbers, the wrong science. And I don't blame them. But let's face reality of where we are. In Texas, we have 29 million people. We've lost 495, and every life is valuable. But 500 people out of 29 million, and we're locked down, and we're crushing the average worker. We're crushing small business. We're crushing the markets. We're crushing this country. And what I said when I was with you that night, there are more important things than living. And that's saving this country for my children and my grandchildren.
How about a stimulus bill? How about that? No, he was pretty convinced he had to die for, you know, his grandchildren and the stock market. He was very convinced that, you know, the government stimulus package would, you know, I mean, he didn't think of it. And so he was ready to die. All right. So now yesterday he decided COVID is spreading because, oh my God, you know, when you listen to this, it's going to be hair-raising. I'm going to tell you what he's going to say, and then he's going to say it. And even after I tell you and you hear him say it, it's still going to sound unfreaking believable.
Coming after your state, yes. Because the increased COVID numbers, hospitalizations, deaths are up in Texas, and there's a direct assault on your governor's policies and your state's policies. Yeah. Very brief response.
Yeah. Well, Laura, the COVID is spreading, particularly most of the numbers are with the unvaccinated, and the Democrats like to blame Republicans on that. Well, the biggest group in most states are African-Americans who have not been vaccinated. The last time I checked, over 90% of them vote for Democrats in their major cities and major counties. So it's up to the Democrats to get, just as it's up to Republicans, to try to get as many people vaccinated. But we respect the fact that if people don't want the vaccination, we're not going to force it on them. That's their individual right.
Okay, so at the beginning of the COVID pandemic, he said only 60,000 have died. Well, we're well over 620,000 dead at this point. So he was wrong at the beginning. So garbage in, garbage out. But now the garbage that's coming out of his mouth is, this is a black thing. The reason why Texas has lost so many people, the reason why Texas is so eaten up with COVID, has nothing to do with Republicans refusing to get vaccinated. It has nothing to do with the low vaccination rates of, you know, Texas Republicans, or their decision not to mask their children in school or any of those things. No, it's because of black people. Drink that in, everybody.